Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Jennifer calling from St. Bonifacius. Thanks for holding and thanks for calling. I'm sorry if I sounded too desperate. I'm such a sissy. But go ahead.
What's on my heart was kind of similar to the caller before me. I heard Austin Hill talk about Pastor Syed Abedini this morning, and I just started crying when I heard the clips that he played of his wife speaking, and I've been praying for him since I heard about it, and it just breaks my heart. I cry every time I hear someone talk about it, because I just think about what he's having to go through, and we pray for him in our church. But I feel like I should be doing more, you know?
Yeah. I do know. And we've had Nagume on the show plenty of times. And Jennifer, he's on my heart constantly, too. And one of the ways I pray for him, he's had some internal bleeding, some significant health issues, that God would miraculously heal him, that God would surround him with such favor that his fiercest foes would become his greatest advocates. Because when he was transferred to this prison from the other prison, I think he was at Evan prison, when they sent him to this worse prison, it's that the prisoners grieved that he left because they'd lost their pastor. So he'd had such an impact on that core group in Evan prison that they were sad because they were losing their pastor. This is a much rougher prison. Mm-hmm. And so I'm praying that God would just so minister to him and through him that the worst of his foes would become his friends and protectors, and that there would be such a revival breakout, Jennifer, that they would get tired of him being there and send him home. I have such a sense that God's going to use him in this nation to give us a brand new perspective on the persecuted church. We need to understand what our brothers and sisters go through. We're so used to getting our way that we get riled when we get our toes stepped on. But I think he has some things to teach us, you know?
That's the truth.
Wow. Well, I think the fasting and the praying is powerful. I think, you know, if you get on Nagame's Facebook page, you can send her notes. She prints those up and gets those to Saeed whenever she can, and he's so deeply encouraged to get notes from people. So that would be another thing you could do.
Oh, I didn't know I could do that.
Yeah. Yeah, and send him verses that you're praying. And she has said that he is so deeply encouraged by some of the specific words people have had for him. So, yeah, definitely do that.
Oh, for sure. I will definitely do that now.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.